from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
All right, let's go. You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Lots to talk about on this Wednesday, August 21st. Penny Hardaway violated. Barack Obama goated. Zach Edey slimmed. Memphis football selected. Brian Flores evolved.
It's too painful. It's painful.
And my last one, finished my monologue, my opening monologue with this. Caleb Williams judged.
I like it. We're going word association today.
That's right.
This show started. You like that? I don't want to make any big proclamations about how the next 3 hours are going to go. All I can tell you is that it's underway. We are underway for the next 3 hours. Glad to be with you here. Thank you for choosing J&J Airlines. You know, if you take off from Memphis on a flight for Orlando, you can take off and land, and we will still be talking. That is absolutely amazing.
We got you the whole way.
That kind of blows my mind. I figured this out many years ago. I've never quite been able to forget it.
You can't let it go.
It's a long show. But we're going to make it fun. That's what we do every single day. So we'll try to do that one more time, Wednesday, August 21st edition. You ever sort of like look up?
I said that.
Do you ever look up?
You repeated
the I'm going to repeat it for emphasis. It's recycling. Do you ever look up and survey the world and say, oh, my God, it is August 2024?
Yes, son and I were having a conversation about it the other day. I told him, as you get older, you will find that the years roll faster, because he had made the point, this year's going by fast. Can't believe it's August.
Crazy. Just an insane, man.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about that last night. I'm like, how is it? It felt like it was just July, and now it's the end of August. You know, like, I don't know, man. The year stuff.
I think more about it as if, man, we're close to 25.
2025.
Yes.
Yeah, for
like
sure.
We have zoomed through this 24.
It feels I know.
Looking at it that way.
It does feel
July
like
July to August, yeah, but I'm talking, the whole year has flown by.
It definitely does.
And I think it's age.
I think it probably has a lot to do with that. I think it has a lot to do with that. I think, like, having kids is just like the ultimate. It slaps you in the face every single day.
Just think about how routine the days become in terms of what you got to do with your kids. And then it's the same day in a lot of ways over and over. And you get stuck, you know, and you don't realize how many that thing's flown by.
My God, I've done 45 of these in the last 45 days.
All of a sudden, Riley's going into high school.
That's right. Dropped her off today at school. I'm just like, man, I'm doing drop off.
Yeah. No, it comes at you fast, as you've often noted.
Yeah. And, you know, it's a blessing. Time is a blessing.
The 8 years on this show that
eight
you just
years
mentioned.
On, yeah, I mean, that's kind of nuts to consider.
Folks responded. We appreciate them, the listeners that said congratulations. But some said, man, I remember y'all's first day. Can't believe it's been 8 years.
It doesn't feel like Sinbad in studio was 8 years ago.
That's right.
And now, you know, Sinbad is unfortunately, you know, he's in bad health.
God bless him, though. Salute him. He's still out doing shows, talking about the condition he's in, still feeling good and trying to be positive. But, I'm not sure to... All the ailment, I think stroke or something.
It
looks
stroke,
like, yeah.
yeah.
All right, what else? It looked like it could be, but he is, God bless him, bad man. He was. That was the beginning.
That was one of the first.
Talking about how crazy Kanye was.
Yeah, but when.
Sinbad.
Nobody will ever do an oral history on this. But.
You know, I remember Sinbad. It was terrific. But really, the inaugural celebrity that really kicked this show into high gear, it's a gentleman named, he's not Irish, I don't believe. His name? Willie O'Ree.
Willie O'Ree. We did have a little old Willie O'Ree in here.
Wow. You threw me a curveball there. I didn't think you were going there.
He was the blind hockey player. He was blind in both eyes.
First African-American hockey player inducted into the Hall of Fame.
And he was blind.
And he was blind.
That's what we introduced him as, the Jackie Robinson.
I mean, that's unbelievable.
Professional hockey.
How can you be a hockey player and be blind?
I'll never forget it.
I don't know.
I don't think he was blind, though. He signed the board.
Oh, you think he was just doing the Stevie Wonder thing?
Maybe.
No, Willie O'Ree is still with us.
Thank God bless him as well.
He must be
up in his 90s. Yeah. Certainly 80s.
Yeah.
Easily.
He's way up there.
He was Canadian, by the way. He was not African-American. He was Canadian.
Okay.
But yes, he was black. And
he's a black man.
He was definitely making history in the NHL.
But those are just a good, quick sampling of some of those, you know, celebrities that y'all have just started with.
What's crazy is that when, like, people, you know, again, there's not going to be an oral history on this.
No.
But
88 now.
It's that Sinbad interview. That's when people started, like, that's the first thing we ever did, and it was early, but that's the first thing we ever did where I remember people talking about it. People were like, oh, we made that Sinbad interview, you know, and I was like, wow, like, maybe we could do this. I don't know, maybe we could do this. I mean, again, you drive off after the first day, which was a calamitous disaster. Your phone's going off, your computer's going off, you're asking on the air, are we done yet? I mean...
You were awful. I mean, you knew you were getting a guy from newspapers, didn't know what the hell he's doing in terms of trying to fill up 3 hours.
Yeah.
And again, you were not prepared
to
help and support in the way that you had already been here.
And here's the other thing that you don't remember.
So it should have gone a little smoother.
I have a throwback. If you'll allow me a throwback for Sinbad.
Sure.
Oh,
yeah,
Sinbad.
Not Jason for your first time.
We are blessed and fortunate to have with us Sinbad.
I was recruited by Popovich at the Air Force Academy. When I went to see Pop during one of the, when the captain was still playing, I went to see a San Antonio game, and I was telling about how cool Pop was, and he pulled me to the side. No, they don't know that. They don't know that.
Middays, 11 a.m. till 2 p.m.
Smooth laugh.
Yeah, no, that was not really a great joke, but, you know, it was just such
an
honor.
We sold it.
Yeah, we did sell it. It was an honor to have Sinbad in here. But you also don't remember two things. We started the show. I was sitting there. You were sitting here.
Oh, I remember that.
We switched that up immediately.
And I had an iPad.
We switched that up. We said, you know what, let's change the funk. A little bit. And then we used in the rundown, which has actually always been the rundown, we used to have very early on, I think we scrapped it after a week, we had a music bed of Gotti that played underneath. And I remember the first day.
I think I forgot about that.
Now, maybe this was this might have been sabotage from Roser. I don't know. But that thing was loud. Yeah. It was like loud. It was obscenely loud. We're like, yeah, no, the Tigers play next week against Navy.
And then we talked about it. The bed played the whole thing, and we're like, let's just kill the bed.
And, you know, so it's just funny to see, like, you know, 8 years, all the changes, and now we're, you know, and you look back behind your shoulder every time you need a little inspiration. You look at that Memphis football schedule.
We changed, didn't we?
We did. We did. And we do.
You know who else has changed?
Who is that?
Brian Flores.
Well, we'll
talk about that later.
Exactly. Today on the show, Norton Hurd IV is going to join us at 125 in studio. I believe in studio.
They got so much going on over there at that new building, Shoe 360. I don't know how he keeps up.
I don't know how he keeps up either.
Dude,
he
is, they're connected with it. The whole city is going to be connected to this thing.
He's a man about town. And so,
it feels like he's running it.
We will talk to him at 125 about his life. This is your life, Hurd, 125. So looking forward to that as always. We'll see, you know, what he's got on his feet. That's the first thing we're going to have to inspect. What kind of shoes is he wearing?
I would say we probably should point. It's never the same.
Yeah.
The man must have a shoe closet just as big as your living room.
Yes, yes. But again, we also need to, you know, exonerate of those around Memphis to prove innocence in terms of the crime wave that is going on.
Got a contract with Nike, fool.
Okay, well, we will again
that man
be
was
inspecting
white.
The feet.
White.
That is exactly what they want you to think. That's what they want you to believe.
What?
You don't think he was working for somebody, man?
I heard you. You were clueless this morning.
I was.
You didn't know. You hadn't seen the pictures.
Not
you
my
thought
best
they
detective
broke
work.
In. You thought they put a penny at gunpoint. You didn't know what happened.
I didn't. I'll be honest. I didn't. I see the headline.
I'll get into this case.
You know what? Let's do this. Let's do a little. Let's talk about this with the vehicle, with a little over under.
It's Jason and John's over under. Over. Over. Under. Under.
All right, let's go to the Penny Hardaway saga that has been chronicled on this station and throughout the Memphis market as we are in a crime wave. Amount Penny Hardaway that he will recover in value from his stolen shoes. The linesmiths have set the number of recovery money at $100.
Don't do that.
Over under.
So now, as you point out, my interpretation of this the story was that this was a home invasion, that Penny was restrained, and that they dug through his lock, his shoe room.
No,
that is not what happened.
Porch pirate.
So you, please.
Porch pirate caught on camera. We've got pictures of him. Took 26 pair of one of a kind Penny foam posits that had been delivered to Penny's door. Okay, and I'm assuming this is Penny owns several houses. We have to assume this is one over by the University of Memphis. It looks like, because this is central and around that area. And so, guy comes up, takes the packages, bunch of boxes. He's got a shopping cart.
Don't do that.
And he loads them up onto the shopping cart and he rolls on down the street. Porch pirate. Now, your initial was inside job. I don't think so. This could be just any dude walking up down the street, or it could be someone in the neighborhood, okay, that knows that that's Penny's house. And often, right, watches, hey, if there's a delivery over there, it's going to Penny Hardaway, you probably figure it's pretty valuable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, could be that. So first thing I would want to ask Penny, and I'm sure the cops have, has this happened before? Have folks hit your door here before?
Stop asking me stupid f***ing questions.
So this was August 8th. It was, what, 13 days ago? But Penny told Channel 3 that, and he gave him a picture of them. These are exclusive foam pies. It's not to be sold in stores. So the value of these things, way, you got to figure 26 of them. You're talking thousands of dollars at least. Thousands of dollars at least.
Yep.
Who knows how high you could go. Some of these shoes, John knows better than anybody. Some of these shoes go, you know, the old Jordans, the old Air Force, they go for crazy prices. Point being, we're talking thousands of dollars here. I don't know how good this guy is.
Right.
You know, is he part of some network that's going to be able to move these things? It didn't look like it
like
to me.
Like a syndicate.
Look at the pictures. It doesn't look like it, bro. It looks like it could be a guy in the neighborhood that just knows that's Penny's house and went on and hit that thing. And knows, and I'm going to say it, knows that nobody was going to mess with him. There'd be some parts of town where a guy with a shopping cart and that many boxes stacked on top of it in the middle of a neighborhood, somebody'd call. They'd say, hey, something's going on.
Right.
He knew in that part of it, he knew he could get away with it, go right down the street with it. I mean, there's no more Memphis story.
Oh, it was brazen.
There's no more Memphis story than somebody hitting Penny Hardaway's house for some foam posits.
No doubt.
That are worth thousands.
Well, the other Memphis story was, remember, a cousin and another cousin got into a, I think somebody got shot. They were arguing over whether Penny was a good coach.
Oh, I do remember that.
That was pretty Memphis.
Yeah. I hope that would.
I think he ended up okay.
I was going to say, we didn't joke too much if someone lost their life.
I think he survived. Yes, yeah, which
I remember that story.
But that was pretty Memphis.
That was very Memphis.
So, yeah, no, I mean, this guy was, I mean, this is broad daylight, right? I mean, you could see the sun shining on his bald-ass head. So
he's a big boy,
yeah,
big dude.
Yeah,
if he's from the neighborhood, you'd have seen him before. That's a big boy. He's worked out before, don't you think? What else can you tell us about him? If you were looking at the description, what would you add to it?
He's got tattoos.
Yeah, I thought it was.
He's like wearing a wife beater or something.
It should be easy to find. You got tattoos, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like he probably has no idea what he stole. He probably just saw it's a big house with a lot of packages, right?
Now, doesn't Penny have a home on Southwind or somewhere around there?
I think so, but again, I don't want to get into...
Here's the deal. I'm making this point. In that neighborhood, guy could not get away with rolling down a Southwind street.
Correct.
With a shopping cart and big boxes on top of him. He couldn't get in. But in this one, clearly,
right.
I mean, he didn't look like that. They said he's walking. They didn't say he was running.
Right. Oh, no, he was walking.
See, so he's going,
he was whistling.
He ain't going 2 miles. He ain't what, you know what I'm saying? He's going back to a destination. He knows darn well where he's going. That's a neighborhood dude or something.
Oh, you think
that knows that knows that that's Penny's house, man.
I mean, he looks homeless, bro. He does.
I don't think that's a homeless dude, man.
He's like got the shopping cart and the dolly or no, bro, it's a shopping cart.
Bro looks fed to me.
Well, that's true. But you think it's somebody that lives in the neighborhood?
Yeah, that's for real. Like, dude looks. Yeah, I'm just wondering. That's a guy that probably knows that that's Penny's house. Because you can't just walk by, and see it and go take it because you don't have the shopping cart. So clearly this is planned. You bring the shopping cart. Where'd you bring it from? See, that's what I'm saying. This I would be if I'm the cops and I'm used through my cop's brain here, right? I'm looking there close in the neighborhood, and I'm asking Penny, first thing, has this happened before? Mm-hmm. And you not reported it to us? You know, have you had smaller items taken?
Right.
Maybe there's just a porch pirate in the neighborhood that does this, you know, hits the whole neighborhood.
Maybe so.
Justice, I don't know.
Will we ever
$100?
I think he'll get none back. Yeah, I think he'll be under. And then these are some rare foams, too. These are one-of-one joints. I think
damn.
He'll get none back.
I will say this, and I think that was my initial, but we know this. The cops will work harder for Penny.
That's true.
To get these back,
mm-hmm.
knowing the value of them, mm-hmm. and because of who it is. And if they can get it solved, what does that do? That's going to be a headline for them. Found Penny Hardaway's shoes.
Yeah.
So they will work a little bit harder than they did when, you know, they took my PlayStation 3 or whatever in Raleigh.
Yep.
Yeah, you ain't getting nothing.
I got zero.
Yeah.
I tell you, I was under.
Yeah, you could tell them, like, I know exactly who it is and where they live, and you still ain't going to get it back.
Bro, I told you, them folks had me all messed up in the cove out in Raleigh. Told the folks that, you know, down in the cove that we thought it was them, which we didn't. So I had made enemies of people in my neighborhood, you know, and didn't have anything to do with it. Cop just mixed it. Good luck.
Yeah, I'm going to say under because,
I'm just going to go over because cops going to work a little bit harder for Penny. You're going to find at least one of those bucks.
That's an interesting point. That is the best point, I think, of the thing, is that it will be additional motivation to catch the crook.
Yeah.
But,
again, if Penny is reporting this, you got to figure those are high-dollar joints that you don't want to have to call Nike back for. And, hey, man, can I get another 26 from you? Right, so he wants those back. They must be high-dollar.
Yep.
Let's go to the Grizzlies and the pictures that surfaced on the internet that you guys can talk about here. Zach Edey's weight projected line over under 300 pounds.
Over under.
Well, so some really nice footage emerged yesterday of Ja Morant working out with Zach Edey. I it looked like it was at SMU.
I said the same thing. It looked like Dallas.
Yeah.
Must be Dallas.
It was at one of SMU's facilities, so I don't know why it was there, but it was. And, you know, Zach Edey's doing what Zach Edey's going to do for the Grizzlies. Setting a lot of screens. I love the fact that he was down there, you know, connecting with Ja, like in the off season. This is exactly what you want to see.
I didn't see any other Grizzlies, did you?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
Just want to make
like
sure
Zach and Ja.
I hadn't missed one. Okay.
And I love every bit of that. You know, I don't know how it all came to pass. My guess is, you know, maybe Ja invites him and says, you know, hey, Rook, come down to Dallas this weekend and let's get some work in. That's how I assume it would happen.
You think? Well, I bet you could find out if you didn't know. But is Ja just spending? I asked because I remember, and Thad, I don't want to pull back the curtain, but I think he's talked about this. He picked a home in Dallas because it allows him to get to both coasts just from a business standpoint. Being in the middle, basically, of the country was good for him. I'm just asking if Ja is looking at it perhaps that way now with so many business interests and anything else, spending more time in Dallas. That, again, that's high speculation, a lot of speculation, but I have to think it's more set up by Ja than it is Edey, right? You're not, if it's going to be Ja that sets that up, says, come down and work with me. So maybe he's spending more time in Dallas. Maybe he's just down there for a visit, vacation, and made it work. Who knows? But I love to see it. I'm back with you on that.
Yeah.
That's all you want. It's what we wanted for Ja and Jaren. You know, we said it. We literally said, lock them in a gym together over the summer. What was it? A couple of summers ago, we got some footage of that. Maybe last year. I want to say the two of them.
Yeah.
But this is clearly even more, you know, critical. What you're going to do with Zach Edey. And so you love to see it. But back to the point, as a result of watching all this good footage John talked about, you can't help but notice how slimmed down, I should put it that way,
mm-hmm.
thin or sort of sounds, maybe has negative connotations, how slimmed down Zach Edey looked. 300 at Purdue?
Yeah, that's what he was listed at.
Okay, so that's why we have the number 300. He's got to be under.
Yeah.
Look at the pictures on social media. He's got to be under 300
pounds. Yeah, I'm sure he is, you know, because I'm sure he's just been playing nothing but basketball and hasn't gotten to the, you know, the facility yet, right?
This is probably the best shape he's ever been in his life.
No, he looks very
coming
thin.
Off of the combine, what he did there. We know they loved his condition, and it looks like he hadn't stopped since.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a fin that looks, oh.
No, it's not like
a naked fin. You're starting to look like Sean Bradley. That's what I was joking with John beforehand. But no, he's clearly in great shape. And I just think there's no way he's 300 pounds.
Yeah.
Looking at him, I think he might be a little under. Maybe he's 290, maybe he's 285. Probably a good thing for him because of the way you're going to have to move at a faster NBA pace.
But yeah, I mean, I just think as a, you know, whether he's 290, whether he's 300, right? You have to love the fact that these two specifically.
Well, that's the story.
Putting in that work together.
100%.
Like, and because that's, you know, I mean, again, Zach is the guy.
That's going to be a big part of your offense.
Exactly right.
Literally what they're working on right there. Him going around Zach on those screens.
And Ja's like kind of coaching him, you know, in this video, which is just amazing. Like, it's just an awesome scene, man. And, you know, I think that, again, that's part of, like, Ja's growth. Again, if that is what happened, that he invited him down to Dallas and said, yo, come. It's how it looks.
I wouldn't assume it's the other way around.
Right,
I saw Ja's trainer talking, you know, he's also got tweets out there saying this, you know, workout, we're back year eight or year seven, whatever they said. You know, but his point, they set that up. Ja's trainer's not going to be down there if this is Edie. You'd figure it's the leader inviting the rook down, knowing how integral a piece Zach Edey's got to be for this team, how big pick and roll is going to be in this offense. That's what you want to see Ja Morant. And it's absolutely what you want to see from Edie.
Yeah, because the reality of the situation is that
Ja is the one.
Ja is a veteran now. He is a leader. And he's got to be that.
100%.
And, you know, that starts in the offseason. It starts with how he carries himself off the court. And I love to see it. I mean, this to me feels like some growth for him that you're seeing in real time. You know, that's something that, you know, I would sort of expect, like, you know, the best of the best to do, right? Mm-hmm. That's what you expect them to do as veteran leaders. So I don't even want to put a name on it because I don't even want to, you know, lose the plot here. But I saw it. I'm like, yo, this is what you love to see. This is what you love to see. The rookie and Ja, like, getting that work in the offseason? Man,
especially if you're in that, you know, that Grizzlies front office or your Taylor Jenkins. That's who really gets the giddiest about it.
Yes. Yeah. So, I guess I'll say under, but, you know, give him a couple of months in the Grizzlies weight training, and I'm sure that'll probably go back over because they need him to be durable. You know, so that's the
you want him
focus.
Over 300?
I think
to be durable, you want to be 290 or something.
Yeah. I mean, I think
to 305 or 310.
I'll meet you at 295.
Because, again, if he keeps falling at 305, you know, 310, that's a lot hitting. That's a lot more hitting the ground than it is at 290. And I'm going to go under because it looks to me like he's in best shape of his life. And
yeah.
If they decide, you know what, this is the Zach Edey we want, sleek down, I mean, why wouldn't he stick with it? He's shown us that he's obviously motivated to stay in great shape and has been since the end of the season.
It seems like when you're that tall, too, watching the preseason games, and he's been injured twice in these preseason games, not critically, that you'd like try to coach him to jump less. Like, do you have to absolutely I know that because he wants everything. He's trying to show out for these coaches in the preseason. It's like, man, do a little less. Like, you're a monster.
I don't want him thinking, though.
Yeah.
No, I just want him playing basketball. I mean, you could have that conversation with all of them. You can have that conversation with Ja about the way he plays and everything else.
Similar thing,
But for Edie right now, you want to keep it as simple as possible, I would think. I mean, sure, you're going to have the conversation about, you know, take care of your body and avoiding big spills with the body that he has.
Yeah, we don't need to see the vert.
These bodies are so rare in the league, and so there's a lot of talk about how do you preserve, how do you hold up. But I wouldn't want to overanalyze things, put too much in his brain. Hey, take it easy on this. Don't, because he's a rookie. He's already going to be doing so much adjusting just from the college game that I'd save that for now in terms of trying put that on him every day.
Yeah, I think what I would compare it to is a little bit like how you coach the mobile quarterbacks, Josh Allen, Anthony Richardson,
Caleb Williams.
Maybe not so much him because he's not the brute force that, you know, Jalen Hurts and Josh Allen and Anthony Richardson are. But eventually, those guys had to be told, stop running. You cannot run nearly as much.
Or more so, and I'll go back to what he's saying, because we saw it, and I think you're saying is that don't take that hit on the sideline right there.
Right.
Pull up and go out.
Yes.
Get out of bounds,
you know,
yes.
Get out.
Yeah, like
as opposed to just
like,
stop completely
running.
Like
Joe Milton, for example, right. Last week we talked about it. Like, you can't be doing that, you know, many times in your career.
Dude, the Bills and Josh Allen and the linebacker who, like, pushed Caleb out of bounds like that first, second
yes.
Hard knocks told him, dude, just go out of bounds. It,
yes.
It was the other team
so silly.
Telling him, because there's no point in that, and that's it. And so do you remember the Walker Kessler game, the one we saw the full game? And he dove. Edie dove
yes.
Early on
yes.
The floor for
yep.
Loose ball.
Yep.
Maybe some of those you
yes.
Say, hey, you know, let a guard get that. But I would go back to it, Brad. I don't want to overload him with that stuff.
I understand.
Because you love to see it. And that's also great for every other guy on that bench when you
yep.
See your 7'4" guy expending that much energy. Hell, the respect level for Zach right off the
yeah.
The bat goes up. And so I don't want to tell him to change that right off the bat.
Right.
But
yep.
he can't be reckless, clearly, with that body.
Well, like that's a good one. And then where he got hurt the second time was just you know, I mean, it's like, do you really have to contest every single shot out of your area?
And right? It was a like, high contest.
Well,
I mean, he was off the deck.
Jaren will help with that.
That's true. He will.
He'll be able to be, you know, yeah. Sort of more, you know, in one place.
Yep.
Edie, when you have Jaren as the floater. And
right.
That's a good point.
But I do think that you bring up a good point in that, like, you really cannot, put so much on him to have him second-guessing.
Not rookie year.
Right?
Not
like,
you want him second-guessing at all.
You know, think long, think
ball.
Wrong. So it's like, in the end, what I really want you to do is I really want you to be yourself and play the game that right. You know how to play. But I do, in the back of your mind, want you to consider and think, like, hey, you know, am I going to be able to really block this? Do I have to, like, extend fully, you know, with my feet and everything? Like, you
no,
know.
A lot of times his hands are going to be enough to distract
yeah. Yes.
And put the shot off.
It's just make business decisions. And then, you know what? That's learned. That's learned over
yeah.
Reps and time
yeah.
And everything like that. I mean, it just is. So, you
well,
know.
And I'm sure Painter and them have spent a great deal of time talking about on him what not to do in terms of risks. And so this is not the first time he will have been coached
yeah.
On because of how key he was to everything Purdue did.
Yep.
I mean, he's been coached on what risks to take and which ones, you know, sort of not. It won't be his first time.
Exactly.
But you want to continue to do that, clearly.
Exactly.
Yep. So let's go to the NFL here. I did not get a chance to see Hard Knocks last night, so don't.
All right,
don't
forgive you.
Yeah, don't spoil it too much. But
you were watching that old Democrat National Convention. I understand.
I was seeing Barack. Who doesn't want to see Barack, man? That guy's got it. Him and Mrs. Obama last night. Jiminy Christmas. It was a good night for them. The NFL and the Bears last night, of course, we saw them on Hard Knocks, but kind of going around the league because there's some teams that are on the rise here. How many NFL teams in their division, I'm assuming, go from worst to first in the NFL this year? Is it more or less than 0.5, more than one, or is it less than half?
Over. Under.
So the reason why we set it at 0.5, because the NFL has had at least one team go from worst to first in a division in 19 of the last 21 years.
That's crazy.
Ooh.
So it happens. Nobody would have thought that. Nobody would have guessed that.
Well, how many of us the NFC South?
You know, Jason.
There's like a lot of them.
I really don't have the time.
Did you really crunch the numbers?
You know,
well, just off the top of your head.
I'm not going to do your work for you.
I'm not asking you for the number. What I'm asking you, don't you think that's a lot of them? The NFC's up, dude. That wasn't that the division where every year it was a new winner there for a
yeah,
while.
Yeah, I mean AFC South probably right. The Texans last year weren't they worst to first?
That's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I mean they had yeah because they had what the two pick.
Yeah. So maybe the question is maybe the number is. Should be 1.5, but
there's only two.
That is amazing. 19 of 20?
19 of 21.
19 of 21.
Yeah.
That's like your basketball making the NCAA tournament
19
stat.
Of 21, at least one.
At least
some
one.
Of those years.
Yeah, so there's more than one.
Multiple.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So the point is like, even if it.
There
like,
will be one, is your
like,
point.
Okay. Like the Raiders, it feels so like it's in total despair, right? It actually happens pretty quickly, that switch. When
the Gardner Minshew-led Raiders.
Now, they weren't last past year.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been the Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
But they still suck. But what's your answer? Is it over or under 0.5?
Actually, the Chargers were last year.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I thought the Broncos were. I guess you're right.
That's
Broncos
right.
Ended up 8-9.
Okay, yeah.
Chargers were 5-12.
Yeah, that's awful.
I'll just rattle off the division losers just as a reminder. Arizona, Carolina, Bears, Commanders. These are the last four. Chargers, Titans, Bengals, and Patriots. This is easy. The only two that really have a chance are the Bears and the Bengals.
Correct.
And I'm going to sit my, fandom to the side.
Mm-hmm.
Green Bay and Detroit are too good, and I probably should have put Detroit first. They're a real Super Bowl contender. It's Cincinnati with Joe Burrow. I mean, if 19 out of 21 years, at least one's done it, gone from worst to first, this Cincinnati team that was 9-8 last year in the best division in football, AFC, now you're going to have Joe Burrow back?
Right.
It's the one. I would go over.
Yeah.
I'd go over. It's going to happen.
Yep.
And probably the question, John, yeah, you're right. It should have been whether it's one or two.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. One and a half.
I mean,
whether the Bears could do it. They're not good. They're not
good.
Yeah, ready.
I mean, I think the Bears will have a say, if that makes sense. Like, they're not going to not be in contention.
Yeah, there's a possibility. But
and the Lions are, I think, they're not a little. They're a lot.
Dude.
They're way further ahead is in terms of where their teams, like, this is their all-in cash, the chips in year.
We haven't even seen, like, cold Jameson Williams over a season.
Right.
Just wait on that.
Yeah.
You're adding to what they are.
But, I mean, I think the Bears should be a 10-win team, so I don't think they're going to, like.
10?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think they could.
I told Jeff 9.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's crazy. I mean, I think the Packers could maybe be a regression candidate. I mean, they got handled in the joint practice with the Denver Broncos last week. Like, their starters, that was like talk. Like, they just got their ass kicked, and then they got their ass kicked in the game. So, you know, maybe that's a regression candidate. I mean, it's not like they were lighting the world on fire until the last 7 weeks of the season. They just went on this hot run.
Well, and it was a pretty hot fire. Bro.
And it was
scared the mess.
But
out
now
of
you got to go do it again.
Yeah, I get
and everybody's
it.
And everybody's watching, and everybody's locked in. So I'll say it's over, but it's not two. It'll be one. It'll be the Bengals. I think they do win the division again because it's the same.
You think Baltimore's taking a step back?
Correct. I think they are taking a step back. Their quarterback room is just abysmal. Like, I mean, if Lamar goes down for any amount of time, they're not maintaining.
Have you noticed he's smaller?
He's smaller. So, you know.
And I guess by design?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I guess he says he was fat last year, and so now he doesn't want to be as fat. But I'm going to say the Bengals are in a cash-in situation. T. Higgins, one more ride. You know, I mean, honestly, it's time for Joe Burrow to get back. You know, I don't know if it was a health issue last year, but, you know, the pressure is on in Cincinnati. So I would say over myself. But I do think, like I said, the Bears will make it an interesting ride. Chargers will not have a chance, I don't believe.
Patriots don't have a chance.
Patriots do not have a chance.
I mean, like zero. Titans.
Unlikely.
No chance.
Yeah.
Stop. Yeah. I mean,
Panthers, no.
Commanders.
Commanders, no.
No.
You know,
they will be better, though.
They will be better. And, you know, there is an opening for them to finish possibly second.
And no way Arizona's climbing up on
That's
top
right.
of San Francisco.
That's right.
So I told you, those are the only two possibilities, Bears and Bengals.
Yeah. But I'll say over the 0.5. It'll be now 20 out of 22. I'll go with you on that.
We're together.
Okay. To Memphis football, we are in week zero, by the way. We got Florida State games. We got a team from Delaware trying to get to Hawaii. In a week or so, we have Memphis.
That's right.
Total wins for Memphis, over-under number for, this season, set at 9.
Over. Under.
Now, Jason has, he has consulted.
Is that the actual number, though?
It is the number, yeah.
That is the number.
Nine.
Damn, if we're
was it
at nine, right?
And a half at one point, though? Isn't that what Murphy put out early? Weren't we operating on that, though?
If he gets nine, he's going to get lit
not,
up.
I'm not just, has the line moved? Was it 9.5?
I don't know.
Because I want to tell you we were over on 9.5 as well.
I'd hate to give you a lie. I don't know the real answer.
Okay.
9.
So it's been 9.
USA Sports Wire 9. This is just off the
Memphis base. Is plus 225 to win the AAC. So,
9.5.
Yeah, like you'll get
awesome.
Like some plus money, minus, you know, I'm just going to consensus 9. That's what I'm going to put it at, Jason.
I mean, it's the same damn thing. Over is 10, right?
But you could at least push on 9. You could have push on 9.5. And that does feel high leverage number.
Mm-hmm.
It's 9 minus 110 at Caesars, which is interesting. Interesting. All right, what do you think? Over, under 9?
I mean, over. I'm not changing now. Why would I? I only feel better about, you know, we talked about this when Big Murphy put out his number, and I think it was at 9.5. What's the Action Network?
Yeah.
Yeah. But that was weeks ago. We feel good about where this Memphis team is at. We feel good about the defense getting, doesn't have to be markedly better, but getting to a point where you're average or just below average. And you should, with the way you've recruited. I mean, they got a top 10, top 15 type transfer portal class over there. We're not talking about Penny Hardaway. We're talking about what Ryan Silverfield's got over there. It's pretty darn impressive. Elijah, Mario Anderson.
Yep.
There is every I mean, what are we talking about here? Under would be disastrous. It's over. Under would might you know, under's gonna cost you an AAC championship, I would think, here. It's got to be over. Has to be over.
Right. Right. No, I agree with that. I would be absolutely.
Question is 11-1 or 10-2? That's the question.
I think probably 10-2.
Because we're all assuming, again, and you know what? Florida State might be close when we think. A lot of folks love Miami up in there. If Dabo has his way, I mean, it won't take a lot for Florida State to take a little bit of a step back and still be good. But I'm just saying that could be, you know, maybe about. Point is, we're all saying loss there. It's do you believe Memphis going to run the table in the AAC? And I think there's, you know, there's a good chance it happens.
Right.
Frankly, we need it to happen.
Right. If it is under, that will be a disaster.
Under's disastrous, so oh, of course we're going. I mean, I'm going. It's the expectation is over.
I think there's some chance.
You can lose to UTSA, one loss.
Right.
Still make conference championship.
Yep.
Got it?
Yep.
Two losses, you might be looking at Tulane and UTSA in there as opposed to you.
Yep.
Remember, they don't play each other.
Correct.
That's key. You play both.
Yep.
And so that's what I'm saying. You lose one. That's about as far as you can go.
Yeah, I think there's some.
And so that'd be two losses there. You know, that'd
what,
be 10
what,
and
let
two.
Let me ask you this: what if it's AAC? A push? How are we feeling about a push? 9-3.
If you tell, are you telling me 9-3 got me in the AAC championship game and then I won?
I don't think that would count towards the.
You will not get in the college. No, it won't. Yeah. And I'm saying you won't get in the college football playoff. But I won the championship. I will say Ryan Silverfield did the job.
9-3 with an AAC title.
Yes, I will say Ryan Silverfield did the job. Right, that's what we'll say. How excited we'll be, all that. Yeah, it'll be disappointing we didn't make the college football playoff. We'll say, man, depending upon how those a couple of losses went, that oh, it should have been this or you had this chance. You know, who knows? I mean, especially if like an App State gets in, you know, and not you. But no, man, it's got to be over here. I feel very confident. And we're not just saying what it needs to be from an expectation standpoint. It's what it's going to be. It's what this team is set up to be. And it's a credit to the work they've done over there in terms of bringing guys in, making them believers, you know, turning Chandler Martins into first team all AAC guys. That takes work to go out and find him from East Tennessee State.
Yep.
Well, that's put you in a position now where you're pulling Elijah Herrings from up, you know, Mario Anderson's, because he looks at what Blake Watson has done. The time is now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, you know, you've credited the way he's built it. Like it's ready to take off, and it should.
Yeah. Well, again, I think there's some chance it's a push, and then you know, you got to worry about the AAC title. But I'll say over for the vibes. I'm not gonna say under. Under would be just an absolute. I mean, something horrible happened. I mean,
don't do it for the vibes. You should believe that they're gonna win over.
It's just hard. I mean, it's hard to win 10. When's the last time this program's won 10 regular season games?
Well, the 10th was last year in the Liberty Bowl, so I can't. 10 in the regular season?
Have they ever done it?
Well, they've done it one year,
right?
That was the fourth time they've done it in team history, so you can only check. There's only three other times, period, where they got to 10.
Right. So that's just the part that gives me a little pause, man.
Bro, AAC, weak, SMU, gone.
Yeah, they were 12-1 in 2019. So that was the year.
There you go.
So they've done it one time. So, I mean, look, why not? Why not? Sure. 10-2. That feels right. 10-2. They go 2-1 on the road games. I think that's fair. You lose to Florida State, you win everything else.
You're saying they're losing to UTSA down there. That's your one loss.
Or Tulane. One of the two. Right?
Yeah, it's a tough swing. You gotta win all three of them, but I could easily see them going 2-1. All three of them are on the road.
Yeah.
That hopefully will still get you in the AAC title game.
Exactly. Exactly. So, anyway, there you have it. Memphis football kicks off. Hey, if the weather, I know we said this, but if the weather is like this, you know, it continues to be like this.
Let's see, Tulane and UTSA could theoretically both finish undefeated in conference because they don't play each other.
That's right. They could.
And that's why you can't. That's why there's literally no room for Memphis.
Yeah, I mean.
Because those two don't play each other. They could go undefeated and move past you with one loss.
Right, so you could be 9-3 and not make the title game. I believe that's true, right?
You could lose to UTSA, have one loss, but Tulane has gone undefeated and UTSA has gone undefeated
because
they don't play each other.
That's true.
And that one loss keeps you out of the AAC championship.
Now, UTSA would obviously have to win every other game, too. But
yeah, I'm saying. But both, my only point, and it's just that both, and you just co-sign if I'm right, both can go undefeated in conference. One loss to either of them can knock you out
mm-hmm.
of the conference championship game.
Yes.
And that's what we keep talking about. We're talking about literally zero margin for error.
Right.
Because those two could. And they're capable. Obviously, Tulane's replacing a coach and a quarterback. But and we both of those games for Memphis are on the road.
Yep. So, that's the tough part.
Yeah, man. It's going to be tight.
But you got to win games on the road to win a conference championship. That's just the way it works.
And it's time. That's why I'm not moving the goalposts.
Exactly.
AAC championship or bust.
All right. We'll come back. Lots more to come. Norton Hurd, the fourth, going to join us at 125. We'll have him in studio. Looking forward to that. Stick around. Jason and John, ID Turner FM, ESPN.
You've heard us talk a lot about FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Well, they've got something a little bit different this time through September 22nd. All FanDuel customers, not just new ones, can bet $5, get a three-week free trial of NFL Sunday Ticket just in time for the season from YouTube and YouTube TV. Again, just bet $5, get a three-week free trial of NFL Sunday Ticket. Then, with a YouTube TV base plan, you'll be able to watch every regular season Sunday afternoon out-of-market game. All you need is a Google account, a current form of payment, and you can cancel anytime. Just visit FanDuel.com/JSmith to download America's number one sportsbook. That's FanDuel.com/JSMITH. It's only on FanDuel Sportsbook, official partner of 929 FM ESPN. You must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Full price of NFL Sunday Ticket will be automatically charged seasonally.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Us, they not like us.
Shoot 360.
They not like us. They not like us.
Is going to help you become a better basketball player. That's the long and short of it. 50,000 square foot facility, brand new in Cordova. And we'll talk to Hurd about that a little bit later at 125. But the reality is that if you put the time in up there, you're going to get better. Especially, you know, obviously if you're a young player. Got the four NBA courts, the high school courts, shooting bays. It's all up there waiting on you to shoot 360.
Yeah, it's crazy how big the place is. I'm supposed to be up in the place tomorrow getting my tour and getting our membership over at Shoot 360. And I say our, y'all know I mean Chris. It's not for me. I'm retired. I'm done. I can shoot that thing a little bit still. But if you go to Shoot 360, you're trying to attain something much greater than I'm possible. You know, I can possibly attain at this point in my career. It's all about CJ. Get your guy ready for the school season. It's a great gift idea, uncle, aunt. You want to give a membership to your niece, nephew, whatever it is, aspiring hooper in your family. It'll count at both places, both 1375 Big Orange Road. That's the new, bigger location. Also at 85 Market Center Drive. That's the also renovated Collierville location. So your membership's going to work at both. Get it now. Call 901-779-3176 so you don't get left behind. The future basketball training is here at Shoot 360 Memphis.
We're back. Jason and John, 99 FM, ESPN, up at ESPN.com. There is an expert panel about the major NBA awards, right?
Yeah, they're doing it as part of their summer forecast for 24-25. It's like, you know, series all week long.
Right.
Eastern, Western predictions. And yes, part of it was what you speak of, the award picks.
Yes. So, interestingly enough, Luka got the majority of the votes, 48% of first place votes for the NBA MVP award. I guess maybe it's not all that surprising. He's kind of feels like he's been in line for it. And there's going to be some Joker fatigue for sure.
Mm-hmm.
What, three straight now? No.
Three out of four.
Because he's
trying to go back-to-back again,
yeah,
is what he would be trying.
So there's going
to
be some Embiid fatigue, or excuse me, some Jokic fatigue.
Looks like there is Embiid fatigue to be sixth.
Yeah, he's sixth.
Don't you think?
Yep.
Off to winning it 2 years ago.
Big part of that probably is Paul George coming over and Maxey's continued emergence.
Very true. Good point.
But interestingly enough, Ja Morant got a couple votes. I don't know if they were first place votes or not.
Ja Morant, I'm on my Grizzly.
I guess he would have been. But yeah, 2 points ahead of Kevin Durant. So hey, we'll take those. Who will win Rookie of the Year? Reed Sheppard, man. Reed Sheppard running away with it. 62% of the first place votes. Zach Edey is number two with 14% of first place votes.
Now, so, you told me Zach Edey to win Rookie of the Year is a bad bet.
That's right.
You schooled me on that.
I told you guys that as the favorite.
I think he got a good chance to win it.
Might. Should he be the favorite? I don't know. We'll have to see. Who will win Defensive Player of the Year? Obviously, I mean, this was a little closer than I thought it would be. But Victor Wembanyama only got 67% of the first place votes. Like, well, how is that not, like, 95 by now? You know what I mean? Like, the dude probably should have won it last year.
Over Rudy?
Yeah. Rudy Gobert gets played off the court. You know what I'm saying? He don't even close.
You're talking about Rudy, Olympic Rudy.
NBA Rudy did it by the end of that series against the Mavs. He was played off the court. Here, how about this?
I'm with you that Wimby should be the heavy
favorite.
Here's
what I'll do.
He got 67% of the first place votes, and Gobert only got 5%. So
I know, yeah, but I'm just saying
got more than Gobert. So most of agree with you that Gobert's taking a step back.
Here's what I'll do, because I'm a nice guy. I'm going to give you Bam and Rudy. You give me Victor, and we'll just call it a day. We'll say we're even, we're square, and that's your team. I'll take mine. All right?
Yeah, I'm not taking that
deal. I'm giving you two for one, bro. Mikal Bridges got 5%. Drew Holiday got 5%. Embiid got 5%. Do you think of him as he got more than Jaren. Do you think of Embiid as a defender? I certainly do not.
Man, no.
I mean, he's just big.
Certainly not on every possession, so no.
Yeah.
I would have he's higher than Jaren, right?
Yes.
Jaren's tied for ninth.
Yes.
So I would have Jaren higher, especially considering the fact that Jaren's going to be back at the four this year.
Yeah. Sixth man of the year, it is a dead heat. Malik Monk and Alex Caruso tied at the top, both with 38 points and 19% of the first place votes.
Is there a chance that Caruso's a bigger pickup for him than Hartenstein?
Yeah.
He's going to bring a defensive mentality.
Yeah.
You know, to a team that's already kind of there with your boy Dort, who you say can cover everybody in the league. He does a good job. He can't cover Luka.
And he's a champ.
Yeah.
Don't forget that.
Caruso will bring championship pedigree.
He is a champ.
So, but Hardenstein's going to rebound his tail off. I don't know. Both are great acquisitions.
Yeah.
Hardenstein overpaid, but
yes,
they got it.
Exactly. Then you go, who will win most improved player? It is a tie for ESPN between Victor Wembanyama and Jalen Williams.
Well, this should make you angry, right? Because that was your take on Ja, was that he was too good to win most improved, and frankly, wasn't that Ja's take?
Correct, yes.
So is, like, Victor in that category, too?
Absolutely.
But that's what we do. And didn't Kyrie win a most improved? It's somebody good that's, you know, we thought of as a fantastic rookie or whatever else, and they still won it. Like, great players have won that award. I was actually talking about this with somebody else. It's not just, you know, role guys that have turned into stars. It's also stars that have sort of become faces of franchises. Like, you have that level of improvement, too. And so I just think he fits in that jaw category where, you know, because we're now going to be talking about Wemby as a face, that is a rise up from your rookie season. Even if the numbers aren't necessarily an incredibly stark difference, although you expect all of them to go up.
Yeah. I get it. That's what we do.
See,
we
Jaylen, the Jaylen Williams, Kobe Whites, Cade, they make more sense. Wemby's kind of already, we think of him as elite, but I do. I think there is a class where, you know, some of these guys who are good go to superstardom, and that can count as most improved.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that was the case for Ja.
Coach of the Year, Tom Thibodeau, who is getting... who got 29 points, 19% of first-place votes. He and Mark Dagnon are definitely the two that you feel like will be up for that award. Taylor Jenkins did get 10% of the first-place votes, so he did get some love. But listen, we can go through all of these different, you know, panels. The Grizzlies are the team that everybody believes will make the biggest turnaround, obviously, 42% of first-place votes.
Yep. They were smart there.
Yeah. The Grizzlies are just going to have to go show everybody again. They're going to have to go prove it before the league. Look, you were that team, right? You were the darling in like 2022, and you don't get it for long if you don't stay there. That's just the truth. So you got to go earn it again. Right now, that's the Thunder. The Thunder, you're getting Jalen Williams and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Mark Dagnon. Everybody wants to talk about them, right? It's Hardenstein and Caruso. They're the darlings of the league right now.
Well, that was you 2 years ago when they gave you a franchise record, 18 nationally televised games.
That's right.
And Jeff even spoke on it. We talked about the anticipation of that season. We were talking about most anticipated seasons. That one was up there because you thought, okay, it's breakthrough time, you know, coming off of that season. And the NBA did too. And so there obviously is a difference in terms of, you know, what they think of you now. They'll go, and they're telling you, like we've said all day, you got to go back and earn this. We're not just going to give it to you because Ja's back. You got to go earn being one of the elite.
Yes. So anyway, that's the opinions of the nation right now,
or at least they're experts.
Yeah, they're experts. They represent the nation, Jason. Last of the Z tweets the show. Says he's got three priorities: one, God; two, listen to the Jason and John show; three, family.
Wow.
And I think that order is correct.
I can never tell whether you're being serious or not.
That's what he said.
That's very kind.
That's what he said. Last of the Z.
Just glad he got God first. And I would have family second. I'd put it above J&J.
Maybe we're like family to him.
I know you're fine with that, but...
Maybe we're like family to him. You know, and who's to say? I don't want to tell him what he should and should not feel. You know what I'm saying? That's his priorities, his life.
Really appreciate that.
And you're doing a great job. You're doing a great job today in the first hour. You got two left, and we'll see how you finish. And see if that priority maybe doesn't change.
Yeah.
Because it's on you to continue to stay there, just like the Grizzlies.
Because
the Grizzlies were a national television priority until they weren't. That's the bottom line.
Well, yeah, now you lift got to shape us all back up.
Yeah, hey, we're trying. We're doing our best every day. I feel like we're in a good place, and we'll go from there. Just trust us, relax, and take notes while I take tokes. Me, not Ja, but me. We'll go from there. Mm. But it's definitely a very solid summer. Very solid off season, despite, you know, the inactivity, relatively speaking. People know, though, if you know, you know, Grizzlies are coming. And the most anticipated season of franchise history is on its way.
Stop.
It's most anticipated.
That has been thrown at everybody this week, and everybody said no. So you're going to have to drop it.
Well, I mean.
Jeff Brown, you should have heard Harrington scoff at it. I was like, oh, man, I wish John would have heard that.
What was Harrington's submission?
Well, Jeff's, you know how Jeff asked those leading questions anyway.
Right, he led the witness.
And so that's what he does all the time. You know he comes from that world. And so it was essentially a setup. Mm-hmm. It's like, Chris, you know, they were discussing on Jason John whether it was the most anticipated season. I just about drove off the road. I think it was ridiculous. 2 years ago.
Oh, that's what Jeff
said.
He said he almost drove off the road.
I'm paraphrasing. That's his favorite. I'm just using the drive off the road phrase. But I think this time he was having a Euro, he said.
Yes, he did.
And
he did.
When he was listening.
He did bring that up to me as well.
But back to the leading question, it was, listen, they were doing all this stuff. They don't get it. Just 2 years ago, this thing.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.